Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Yes, no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Well, what time is it? It's time to get motivated. Say it again. What time is it? It's time to get motivated. Well, let's go. Our topic for today is the reasons we go through pain. The reasons we go through pain. And our scripture comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, my website, feeldefire.com, or the best way is to follow the podcast so you'll receive the recording text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. So in your message, type MM and then just send that to phone number 33222. That's the entire number. All of this information and everything else you need to know about me, as well as the ability to send me your prayer request, is on the website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. We're in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, reading from the KJV. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now listen to it again. Knowing this, in other words, you can bank on this. This is an absolute. That the trying of your faith, the attacks, the battles, everything that you go through, the trials and the tribulations, worketh patience. It has a purpose, and that's to bring about patience in you. But it did not end there. In the following verse, it said, but let patience have her perfect work. There is something that's supposed to happen by you going through these trials and tribulations. Patience is supposed to have its perfect work. And what is that perfect work? It is that ye be perfect. In other words, that you be complete. That you be thorough, non-fragmented, and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word, brothers and sisters. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. The reasons we go through pain. Pain serves a purpose. Now, I know you didn't want to hear that because we don't really like going through pain. We don't like going through affliction or trials or tribulation. So already we don't like the fact that I just said pain serves a purpose. If it serves a purpose, that also means that it is a necessity of our lives. If you never had any rain, you would never grow. There are no trees that you see which have grown up into the great trees and have great branches and they have vibrant leaves that never endured the rain. They didn't do that just by living in the sunshine. At some point, even if it was sparse rain, they had to have some water. Even a cactus at some point needs some water. So if you never had any rain, or in other words, the pain that you endure in life, then you would never grow. So the pains of life are not just here to afflict us, but to perfect us by challenging, number one, our reliance on ourselves, number two, our perspectives, and number three, whether we truly believe that we live or reside in the hands of God. In the book of John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. You see, you cannot rely on yourself. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have. It doesn't matter the zip code you live in. It doesn't matter what car you drive, how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter your pedigree or your lineage. You see, even if you set your alarm clock to awaken you every morning at a certain time, unless God breathes into you the breath of life, you will be dead. Your car will pass on to someone else. Your money and your home will pass on to someone else. The degrees won't be worth the paper that they were printed on because we cannot rely on ourselves. That is part of the reasons of which we endure pain in life, to remind us to put our trust in God. Number two, to challenge our perspectives. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It doesn't matter if mama taught you that's the way to do it, or grandmama, or great-grandmom. It doesn't matter if that's the way my daddy did it. It doesn't matter if that's how they trained or oriented me to do it on the job. That doesn't mean it's right. I said it doesn't mean it's right. And even if it's right, it doesn't mean that it's the best way. You see, we must get beyond thinking that our way is the only way. The way I see it, the way I think about it, is the only way to see it. There's more than one way to skin a cat, unless we're talking about getting to heaven, right? There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. But maybe you go to a Baptist church, and I go to the Church of God in Christ. Maybe you are Episcopalian and maybe someone else is Methodist. See, when you get so caught up on my church is the only church or my way is the only way, then you preclude your own blessing. Because as long as we believe in Jesus, we all going. Doesn't matter what the denomination is. There is a way that seems right, but it's not God's way. And that's why we go through the pain and the rain of life, to help us align our perspectives with the will and word of God. Isn't this good teaching? Number three, to challenge whether or not we really believe that our lives are in the hands of God. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And this includes women. See, when you truly believe that your life is in the hands of God, then that means that you understand that nothing can come to your life, nothing can attack you, approach you, arrive at the destination of your doorstep, your health, your body, your mind, without having gone through the hands of a sovereign, living, almighty God, whether or not we truly believe. Isaiah 46:10, God makes known the end before the beginning. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Psalm 138:6, the Lord sits high and looks low. So then when we really believe that, we understand that we live in the hands of God. So the pain that is afflicting us is only temporal. It's only for a season. But it still has a purpose. It is to bring about the patience of waiting and believing in God. And in doing so, we understand that we are being perfected. You see, unless you've gone through something, you never know how strong you really are.
unless you went through the betrayal, the abandonment, the neglect, unless you went through losing the job or being broke, unless you went through everything that you've endured, you never knew that you could have made it because you did make it. You're a survivor, hallelujah, of the pain. So it served its purpose to bring about the patience of making you complete and entire and lacking nothing. Come on and praise God for that right now. Just say, I thank you, Lord, for the pain. Say it again, I thank you for the pain. See, you didn't want to go through the divorce, and God didn't want us to go through the divorce. But in going through it, we learned some things about ourselves that we will never allow ourselves to settle again. The reasons we go through pain, challenging our reliance on ourselves, our perspectives, and whether or not we truly believe that God is in control of our lives. You see, when you go through the pain, then it causes you to believe even more in God. And when you believe more in God, it causes you to praise him even more because you understand that your life is in his hands. And when you believe more in God, which causes you to praise him even more, you develop the character of the inability to doubt God. Why? Because you believed him and you praised him. So now you cannot doubt him, which positions you in a place of worship of him. Hallelujah and glory. Oh, glory, 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 Father. Hallelujah and glory. I can't doubt you. The pain is nothing but the trying of my faith, which is bringing about patience to wait on you, to believe in you, to not doubt you. Because, Father, you never leave us. You never forsake us. No matter what has happened, we remain in the hands of a living time right now, sovereign God. The reasons we go through pain, it serves a purpose to perfect us, that we grow. Hallelujah. Glory. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I know you're already praising him right now for the pain and for the rain, because all it's doing is making you into your best you. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. Father, we praise you for the pain. We praise you for the rain. It's causing us to rely on you. It's causing us to align our lives and our perspectives with you. It's causing us to truly believe in you, that you are covering us, that you are our creator, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that you truly sit high and look low and see the end before the beginning, that you have ordered us. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you, Father. We thank you today. We praise you and we honor your name. Thank you for the pain. It's doing nothing but perfecting us. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now, and those with whom they will share this later, Lord God, and everyone who will listen later, for the things they've laid out before you, that in accordance with your will is done right now. In accordance with your will is done right now. In accordance with your will is done right now. And Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on and praise him wherever you are right now. Say thank you for the pain. Say thank you, God, for the pain. Continue praising him as I give the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. What time is it? Time to get motivated. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and worship the Lord. Make sure you're going to church, Bible study, Sunday school, that you're spending individualized time with the Lord, and everybody that you're tuning in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern by texting MM to phone number 33222, because morning motivation is part of your worship and praise. All right, our topic for today. It's the reasons we go through pain. I gave you three. Do you remember them? Your task for today is to praise God for the pain and through the pain. No matter what happens today, what attacks you, just say, I thank you, Lord, for the pain. It's perfecting me in the name of Jesus. All right, I'll see you on Monday. Please share this with at least three people and go to fieldthefire.com and give me your prayer requests and testimonies because I do pray over them. All right, I love you. What time is it? Say it again. What time is it? It's time to get motivated.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
It's alright to walk before you run.
Yeah.
But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never got.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Go get it.